this it's what, noon here on Friday, May 26th, and this is news that you can use with courage with your hosts Ray, Kimberly, and Zach today. Your lighting's a little suspect there, handsome.
Also, what is my hair doing?
Well, you know, your hair has a mind of its own. It always has. And as some have suggested, you know, wouldn't it be nice if Zach had a brush?
Happy Friday. Happy Friday again. Kimberly, how are you?
I'm really, 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 really good. It's a beautiful day here in West Virginia.
I love it. I love it. Well, Pops, Kimberly, you know where we're going to start. It is the headline of today's show. Ally, Capital One, and Santander. What are they, Kimberly? They're in what trouble?
God. Serious. They're in serious trouble, Zach.
I believe.
All caps. All caps. You have to yell that.
No, Zach. I believe what you meant to put was they were in serious XM trouble.
They're in serious trouble. Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah. There it is. All right. Pulling it up on the screen. So we have the latest data from S&P Global Market. And here's what's interesting about this data. So it actually says auto loan delinquencies at U.S. banks fall for the first time since Q1 of 2022. To put that into perspective here.
But we would never lead with that headline because it's just not clickbaity enough.
Hey. There's actually some really good insights in this that tie back to my headline. Like the fact that Dad Santander has 9.22% loan delinquencies, auto loan delinquencies right now.
Yes.
Okay. But look at this. Look at this. And they get on me. You guys get on me about clickbait. Look at that. That is your fall, folks. Pops, let me ask you a quick question.
Yes.
Are you hitting your life alert button if you fall that much?
Well, first I'd have to get my life alert button. I think I would hit the button on my way down. I wouldn't even have to hit the floor. I would be hitting that button.
Kimberly, the meat and potatoes of this is right here. Let me pull it back up on the screen. It is the chart, the table that shows financial institutions, their total auto loan balances, the year-over-year change in that, and the delinquency rate. And look at this list. You have Capital One at 5.67% delinquency. You've got that up 141 basis points year-over-year, 1.41%.
Yes.
Ally Financial at 4.92, up 128 basis points, 1.28%. And then, yes, I grabbed Santander down there, Dad, and Kimberly, the fifth largest auto financier in the United States at a 9.22% delinquency rate, a 0.87% increase year-over-year. Am I wrong for saying that Ally, Capital One, and Santander are potentially, I should have added that, potentially, Kimberly, in serious trouble?
He's chomping at the bit. No, they're not in serious trouble. This is how it all goes. This is how it works. You know, I have a personal formula. My personal formula.
Let's hear it.
HRHY equals... PT, P as in Paul, TLYA. So that is high risk, high yield, right? High risk, high yield equals potential. I wrote this down. Potential to lose your arse. And so that formula goes into what we're talking about here. It's high yield. It's high risk. All right. We're talking about subprime lenders. As a matter of fact, Santander, if you call their phone number, is, according to IBIS World, which is a banking page, they are one of the largest, if not the largest, subprime auto lending arm in the nation. I don't know if that's true or not. But there's a lot of tightening going on too, Zach. All right. So let's remember that you're not loan origination is coming down. Right. So that's got something that plays into this as well. Loan origination is coming down. Subprime has tightened as well. I've heard a lot of finance managers saying, just couldn't get them done, Kim. just can't get them done. So let's not forget that kind of plays into it as well.
Come on, my Pops. Turn. My turn.
Yes.
The fact that you left the word potential off of the year. I think I've said something like this before. Liars figure and figures lie. You can cherry pick whatever you want to cherry pick out of that Standard & Poor's global report. And so, yes, you pick out those three banks and you would look at that and you would go, oh my goodness, things are bad in banking. Okay, now go look at the other 22 banks, and the loan delinquency rates for prime lending are like negligible. They are lower than they've been. You know, the risk has always been in the subprime sector. The subprime sector makes up 14% of all the loans. Well, 86% are prime loans, and very few of those are actually delinquent. And they're delinquent at a lower rate than they have been almost in history. So, yeah, there's 3 out of 25 banks that are contributing to what could potentially be a crisis in the subprime sector of lending. But it's even though it's hundreds of millions of dollars, it equates to next to nothing when you consider that I think it's 14 billion. I don't know how many billions, but it's a lot of money.
A lot.
That's lent on automobiles, and the amount of subprime that's lent is negligible in comparison to the total.
If I may, just for a second, let me pull it back up on the screen. And forgive me, guys, the lighting and the audio is off today. We're moving out of the office, and my dad and I will be back in person beginning next week, which will be quite fun. The industry aggregate here, Dad.
Yeah.
The number on the far right, that is going to be your basis point increase in delinquencies year over year. And the 2.52, that is the current delinquency rate across all banks. It's going up. Is it all caps serious trouble? No, but it is going up. And the thing that I think does lead towards the all caps serious trouble, honestly, I don't know how you guys can say nearly 10%. Like, that's not an exaggeration. Nearly 10% delinquency at Santander that holds. How many loans? How much in loans? $44 billion. We're talking about $4 billion.
Yeah, and it could be high.
Not something that's newsworthy.
Oh, it's newsworthy. It is newsworthy.
Not clickbaity worthy.
And also, I do recall the CEO of Santander coming out recently saying that they are moving into the prime to super prime lending market. That is big news. When you take a subprime lender that comes out and says, hey, we're going to migrate. We are migrating into prime and super prime. Why? Why are you doing that? Is it because you're packaging up all of the subprime loans and you're selling them high risk, high yield, but then some of them get cut off because they are the bottom of that stack? Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting too.
And I would think that the reason they're doing that is because there has to be a realization for the subprime lenders out there that it's only going to get worse as inflation continues and as interest rates go up.
Yeah.
Since it's become harder and harder for a larger group of Americans to afford to make their monthly payments, you would have to think to yourself as a subprime lender, if we continue heavily in that market, we are going to have our arse handed to us. And so, you know, they're making adjustments, which is what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And probably as interest rates eventually start to come down again, or if we really do get a handle on inflation, then perhaps at that time, They'll revert back to what they know best at Santander, which is let's get back into the subprime market. But in the meantime, I can understand why they would want to grow more of their prime and super prime business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Yep, go ahead, Kimberly. Sorry.
Well, I was just going to throw in something that I found out yesterday, and I was kind of curious as to see where America's credit score is now. Because of the prime and the super prime lenders. And in 2012, the average United States credit score was at a 689 in 2012. Today, we've been hovering, or some call it a plateau, between 714 and a 716. Credit scores are going up, you guys. Is it that we're getting more prime members now and less subprime? I kind of want to dig into that too.
Not today. that's really interesting. That's very interesting. But if I were to guess just off the top of my head, I would guess that they have refined credit reporting and how they score that credit reporting. And that's why they have figured out ways to boost people's credit scores, because Experian is famous for that.
Yeah.
Give us a list of some of your bills that you pay that might not be reported to the credit bureau, and we'll boost your credit scores.
Yeah.
So I think that's what it is. They've refined the way that they score credit, mm-hmm. So that it has allowed people's credit scores to go up. But you know, 7.7, let's call it 715. That's good, but that's not excellent credit anymore.
No.
I mean, if I remember correctly, at BMW, to earn top tier, you had to be a 740 or higher.
Mm-hmm.
So as they keep moving the bar, my guess is they'll keep moving the bar to determine what is excellent credit, what is A credit, what is B plus, you know. So
yeah.
I want to pull up one thing here, because you mentioned Santander and subprime and things like that. There is a company out there that, you know, for better or worse.
Oh, yes.
This is generally for better, because they provide financing to folks. Credit Acceptance Corporation. This is going to be as subprime gets. We're talking 20% APRs. Like, that's the norm. This is from their most recent quarterly earnings. Read the bullet point with me. An increase in provision for credit losses of 489.7%, 114.1 million, primarily due to an increase in provision for credit losses on forecast changes of 123.6 million, primarily due to an improvement in consumer loan performance during the first quarter of 2022.
Oh, wow.
This is a long-winded way of saying we had to increase the amount of money that we're holding on to for expected losses by 500% year over year. Because at the depths of the subprime space, those loans are going delinquent. So maybe the story here continues to be what we saw with like new car prices, the haves and the have-nots. The holes are being poked in those that have, for a long time, provided these types of facilities to the have-nots. And it pains me to say it like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm seeing now the challenges that they're facing. A long-term negative ramification of this, Pops and Kimberly, is there will probably be fewer corporations that try to service the have-nots, those that have a lower income. That's we're already seeing it with the new car prices. One of the other stories I wanted to talk to you guys about today is this BS from Hyundai. Hyundai CEO says customers would pay for a richer mix. Like, we've seen now for months, years, automakers decide to go up market. Now we're seeing the leaks in the bucket at the bottom of the credit spectrum. It's just it makes me nervous. It makes me nervous about the idea of reliable transportation for consumers at an affordable price point. It really gives me pause.
I don't know why they've plotted this path for years, Zach, and we've seen it. We've seen it grow over the past two or three years with EVs. And with the increasing prices of the internal combustion engine vehicles, in order to underwrite the move into electric vehicles. We knew this was coming. They knew this was coming. They realized that there's a that there's a small subset of Americans that's a big enough subset that they can just play to them, sell to them, and they don't have to worry about the other 60%. Okay, if they're selling to those 40%, they're fine. The other 60% will find themselves on the edges, on the outskirts of possibly being able to do something. And maybe 25 to 30% of that 60% will figure out a way to do something. And the rest will end up in sub $20,000 used cars that they're paying way too much for, because those sub $20,000 used cars should be $10,000 used cars.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see, but that's just me.
Yeah, I wish I could remember who put it in an article about the K graph, which I thought was funny. The K graph. But basically, the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, when, and they were talking about auto loans and exactly what Ray just said. So I guess if you look at a K, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer.
Yeah, it's definitely troubling, because then you also look at the data that says the U.S. fleet's getting older and older. And then you look at the Edmunds data that says the share of used cars that are attainable at a sub $20,000 price point is going down and down. And so it just makes you really question, honestly, makes me question if the OEMs are going to have gotten, what's the Warren Buffett saying? Pigs get fat, hogs get greedy. Hogs get fat, pigs get greedy.
Somebody like gets slaughtered.
Yeah, that's
what it is, Zach. Pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. Okay.
Do you guys not think that that's going to happen to Stellantis? Like, look at this. Like, I had, after yesterday's video, Pops and Kimberly, yesterday's live show, many people in the industry reach out to me and say, you know, my data on market day supply isn't exactly what you guys have, but it's pretty close. Like, what the hell is Stellantis doing? And I look at them. They raised the prices of their cars like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Their clientele probably can't get a loan right now approved. Cars are just sitting there. Like, to me, it just spells a little bit of, I don't want to say disaster, but like, it could be disastrous for one of these OEMs. And they could be out of business a couple of years from now because they just overextended themselves on this expensive inventory that no one wants to buy. At the end of the day, consumers got to buy these things, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. At the end of the day, somebody's got to buy this stuff.
But at a price. And the price isn't going to be any near what the asking price is. It's almost like bankruptcy sales. You are, I believe it's Bed Bath & Beyond that's going out of business. Yeah. And I get emails from them all the time. You know, it's like 40 to 60% off. The percentage off will continue to go up until all the... When I had my golf pro shop in Mesa, Arizona, okay, the best... sales day, sales volume wise, most dollars I ever took in a day was the first day of my going out of business sale. Mm. Okay. That was the biggest day in the history of my store. So yeah, you can lower the prices and sell anything, but I wasn't making any money when I was doing that. You know, and
higher sales.
Yeah. So yes, it's, will they sell the stuff? Yes. Have they raised the price of the stuff where, you know, one of the things that works in sales is that somebody will say yes to buying something because the price of it is the value has exceeded the price that's being asked. And in this particular case, in many cases, for a lot of the brands at the moment, the price is so far above what the consumer sees as value that they're A, either staying away, or B, they're waiting for huge discounts for the value price proposition to even out. And you know, you look at Stellantis. Who in their right mind is buying a $110,000 long wheelbase Jeep Grand Wagoneer or whatever the hell it is? you know, at a certain point, you have to say, I think we priced the shit right out of reality. Sorry about that.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. But Ray, and I know this is a good point between the two of us. I don't know that we both feel the same about this, but more and more and more people are paying cash.
Yes, because those who can pay cash don't want to be paying 7, 8, 9, 10% interest on their car loan. They'd rather just pay cash and own this depreciating, what we like to refer to as a depreciating asset. Mm-hmm. I don't know that it's really an asset, but the depreciating form of transportation that people buy. Yeah, we're going to see more and more cash players in the market, which makes it harder and harder for dealerships to make additional money on vehicles once they've lowered the price on them to sell them. And you know, from being an F&I, I think I said this last week, if you ever want to get daggers shot at you as a sales manager, walk into your F&I manager's office and say, it's a cash deal. And if you really want the daggers, say, and the checks are already in the envelope.
Oh God. What? Oh my God. Yeah. And this is happening more and more. And listen, don't forget, the finance office is a powerhouse of any good dealership. Well, if you're getting all cash deals, that's even more stress on the finance manager. Tough times. But if you've got the cash to do it. Now, I do know that when we say a cash deal, a lot of people don't know that to a dealership, outside financing is a cash deal.
Yes.
Okay. So that's taken into consideration as well.
One way you can be in the know, I just dropped the link in the chat. We have the community forum, caredge.com/community. You'll take you there. Clicking on that link directly will take you there. We don't talk about enough Deal School. Go to Deal School. It's on the Car Edge community. We have tons of videos, obviously, on the YouTube channel as well, a Car Edge YouTube channel. I want to come back to one other thing. It was a comment that came up, and then we can switch gears here a little bit. One comment that came up, which was from Ryu, it was, they can go up market, just become the next Ferrari. And it ties in, obviously, with this story from Hyundai, right? Like, they want to go up market and say cars would pay for a richer mix. We've talked about it on the show before. This is how Toyota came to the United States 60 years ago, 70 years ago. It was expensive American-made vehicles. They came in with something cheap and reliable. The same playbook is about to be run again as all these traditional OEMs go up market. So I simply wanted to make that point. Let's go here. We had a thoughtful contribution come in from our Penguin friend. Thank you. Wow.
Thank you.
Kimberly Pops, for you too. I have an open 7-year car loan. Is there any disadvantage to paying more on my monthly payments? Kimberly, we'll toss that to you. What do you think?
Well, the first thing I would do is make sure that more that you're paying on your monthly car note is indeed going to principal only and not interest. I don't want you to go into the finance office 5 years from now to buy your new car only to find out that all that money had gone to interest and not principal only. So contact the lender, make sure it's going to principal only. Do I see a disadvantage into paying more? No.
She's looking, folks.
I don't see it. Do it.
No, I believe there would be an advantage to paying more. And that advantage is you're lowering your interest charges on that loan because you'll be paying it off sooner rather than later. If you can absolutely pay more, then do it. And as Kimberly said, make sure that whatever excess amount you pay gets credited to principal.
Yeah.
Love it. I love it. I love it. The other thing that I want to turn our attention to here just briefly is it's not all drab and bad news. We have an Instagram post that went up yesterday that I think is really great. This comes from our car coaches. I dropped the link in the chat. There are many vehicles, new vehicles right now, that you can get deals on. We are seeing, we did the Jeep 4XE, the Jeep Wrangler 4XE, $20,000 off of MSRP. whether you like that as a value or not is up to you. But this Instagram post comes from one of our car coaches, or the group of car coaches, the Mazda CX-9, all trims right now. We are seeing, and there's regional differences, but generally speaking nationwide, about 10% off. Then you've got the Mazda CX-5 carbon in the premium S. You can see they're 8% off. If you're not following My Car Edge over on Instagram or on Twitter and TikTok as well, you're missing out on information like this. And of course, this all finds its way back onto CarEdge.com as well. So I just wanted to comment, there are deals out there.
And if I may, Zach, our dear friend Corguy from Arizona posted in a comment yesterday that on a CX-9, you can get them at invoice or a little below, plus still get a $2,000 consumer rebate from Mazda and 0% interest. So if ever you wanted to find, there are vehicles where you can find deals. Now, the reason for that is because they have, Mazda's come out with the CX-90, which is the replacement for the CX-9. And anytime a manufacturer comes out with the replacement vehicle, well, the vehicle that's being replaced is usually a good value, because they'll do everything in their power to lower the price until somebody says, oh, that price exceeds the value of the vehicle. I think I'll buy it.
Bam.
Bam.
Bam. Mazda's got some great APR incentives.
They do.
On different models. They really do.
Yeah, they're doing a good job to push product. All right, gang, it is almost the half hour. I sound like I'm in a tin can today. So let's do our Friday wins.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll go first. Okay. Zach, I don't know how to find out, but I know that you know we have surpassed success story numbers. What are those? It's over 1,000, right?
And by folks. I mean, it is. I mean, you can continue. I'll pull it up, but it is.
So we have over 1,000 success stories, and I want that to kind of sink in with everybody. Go over to Car Edge, get into the community. If you're a lady, get into Car Edge Driven for Women. Just email me, Kimberly@CarEdge.com. I will get you in. It's invite only, but we have seen these success stories just grow and grow and grow, and it makes my heart very warm and fuzzy. I'm so glad to see this. Every day we get success stories. Go see them, especially if you're having a hard time in the market. If you want some inspiration, forget Pinterest. This is where you need to go. Okay. This is where you need to go, is to the Car Edge success stories and community.
I love that. I've already forgotten Pinterest. My success story is, as many of you know,
let me pull it up on the screen just so we can share it with everyone so that they can see this. This is the success story channel that Kimberly was just describing. Okay, you can come here. You can view them by the latest, the newest, the most popular. These success stories are incredible. Wrote a $1,700 email. Here we were just talking about Mazda CX-5s. Like, this is real stuff. And it's not, fortunately, there's enough volume now that you know it's not just us writing them. Okay, these are real people. And to show you the analytics, share this tab instead. This is the behind the scenes view.
There you go.
Number one channel that has the most posts is Ask Car Edge. 7,901 posts on it.
Wow.
Share My Quote with Car Edge has 2,838. And right now, as of this moment, there are 1,006 success story posts.
Yes. I love that. I love that so much.
That's unreal. Wow. Yeah. Proud of you, Phil. Proud of Justice. Proud of you, Kim. Yeah, we're freaking good people. Okay, Pops, your turn.
Well, my success story is, I made it another year. Yesterday, as many of you know, was my birthday. And Kimberly asked me before the show if I had a good birthday. And I can honestly say that between the live show yesterday, whatever Zach posted on Instagram, whatever Zach posted on our channel, the number of happy birthday wishes to me was just absolutely incredible. I feel so blessed to have so many people invested in A, what it is that we do, and B, that they get something out of it that they feel moved enough to want to wish me a happy birthday and wish us success. So that's my win for the week. I made it another year, and I've never been so touched and been so moved by the amount of birthday wishes that I received yesterday. Aww. It was just phenomenal.
Much love, Dad.
Well, thank you.
My win for the week.
Yeah.
We're moving out of WeWork, and WeWork, today's our last day. And that's a win because that's, can I say the number? Should I say the number?
Sure, say the number.
Say the number.
It costs us $5,000 a month to be here. What the? So $1,000 coming back to the business. I love that. Exactly, Kimberly. Exactly. And especially now that my dad doesn't work from the WeWork, it doesn't really make sense. So $60,000 in savings. I like that. We'll put that back into the business, help folks out. So that's my win for the week. Really excited to get out of here.
And yet it was a lovely office. I mean, it really is. It's a lovely building.
Yeah.
A great setting. You know, the fact that we were overlooking the big dig for the purple line.
Oh my gosh, the boom. Yes. Was that yesterday?
Yes. The sonic boom
that we heard. I had my headphones on and I was like, whoa, what was that? Run, so, Zach, run. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the fun of sitting next to each other again when we do these crazy arse shows. Oh, and by the way, I heard this rumor that the car coaches and everybody are getting together in Detroit for the Detroit Auto Show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a rumor. It's true.
And so am I invited? Because if I'm not, I want to be.
I'm pretty sure you are.
Are you being facetious right now, Dad?
No, I'm being. I want to hang out with this. Let me just say, as I said to Justice, I could care less about actually going to the auto show. I don't need to look at cars. I really don't. Okay. Yeah. But I will, and I'll do my best to bite my tongue most of the time. But but to have the opportunity to hang out with the team and hang out with everybody again, and you know, do some shows or whatever we can from out there. I don't want to miss that.
Oh my gosh, that is so great. I am so thrilled to hear that, and I can't wait.
Want to give, wow, I'm just, so Phil.
That's your win for the week, Zach.
Phil's one of our car coaches, and more importantly, he leads the team. So
yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's an incredible leader, and we're actually hiring for 3 car coaches right now. Yeah. So go back to the website if you need some help or if you're interested in becoming a car coach. So Phil organized this, and he asked me, Dad, if you wanted to go. I'm going. I'm going to hang out with the team. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to ask my dad because I just know. I know he likes – you guys don't realize this. But what's behind my dad is literally his condo. Like, that's where he is. He's happy. He's content.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, yes. That'll be awesome, Dad.
I'm thrilled. I can't wait. And we'll have good steak dinners.
Great steak.
Oh, yeah. You know, once I heard that there was this extra $60,000 floating around.
Send him to Detroit.
I think it would be fun. And Phil, maybe we can arrange a day to go. What is it? The Ford has a museum. Is it Dearborn?
He's got a plan. He's got a plan.
Yeah, okay, he's cool. Got his plan. Yep, he sure does.
Okay, because I remember going there as a kid with my parents when we used to drive around the country. And I think that would be a great place to also spend a little bit of time.
Oh, that is so awesome. Great news, Ray Shefska.
Thompson, I know you've got another show here in 10 minutes, Car Edge Electric. Go check it out with Justice. Yep. While you head over there, Kimberly and I will stay here for a moment. From Mike, I bought a 2023 GMC Canyon and couldn't have done it without you. Keep doing this for the right reason and watch how you change the world. Wow, that's awesome.
May I say one thing before I go?
Yeah.
He can do it without us. He just probably would have paid more. people have been doing it without us for 100 and some years. But the fact that they can now do it with us and we can save them a few bucks, that makes it better. So with that, I'm going to say goodbye. I'll see anybody who wants to over on the Electric Channel in, 10 minutes.
And Kimberly, stick with me. Love you, Pops. Kimberly, stick with me here for one moment. I'm going to drop the link in the chat to the application if anyone would like to apply for the car coach position. Copy link. And I'm going to drop that in the chat right there. Kimberly, thank you for all that you do. Let's have a good long weekend. So friendly reminder, our car coaches are off on Monday. Laura happens to be visiting her parents in California this weekend and is flying home Monday. So I'll probably be working Monday. So if you go on chat or if you need an email, I'll do my best to get back to you. But the team's off. We're off. We'll be back on Tuesday, back with more news you can use, coaches, everything else. So Kimberly, enjoy the weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you. Thank you for having me as always, and have a wonderful weekend. And I don't know what time it is in Manila right now, but I hope everybody has a great weekend regardless.